How many of you have heard of the song by Bob Dylan, Masters of War? It's an older song. Of course, when Bob Dylan sings it, many times you wouldn't hear and understand the words, the way he sings. But I have the words here in front of me, and I'd like to read a few excerpts from it. Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed, you ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. Let me ask you a question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And there's more in this song, but I thought that is sufficient. A week ago, we published an article in our update. The headline was America's Forever Wars. Of course, we understand that the headlines in our current events are never ours. These are just headlines which kind of summarize what the article is telling you. And the article itself is not necessarily ours either. It doesn't necessarily mean that we endorse or reject what is being said, but we are publishing those things for your evaluation. Our comments are always in italics. But the article was published by the Future of Freedom Foundation, dated June 29, saying this. Consisting of the Pentagon, the vast military-industrial complex, the enormous empire of domestic and foreign military bases, the CIA, the NSA, along with its foreign policy of interventionism, the national security establishment is the root cause of the perpetual wars which the United States has been embroiled in since 1947. Now the renewed Cold War on Russia, which has gotten us perilously close to all-out, life-destroying nuclear war, just like it did back in October 1962. Of course, there is lots of focus on ending America's endless wars. Ending one forever war accomplishes nothing from a long-term perspective, because always around the corner is another forever war. A natural security state necessarily, and a national security state necessarily, depends on forever wars to justify its existence. That was the article a week ago. Of course, we published a few more articles this week in our current events section. But before I go on, I found an article this morning by the Associated Press from July 14, and it is relating an interview Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, gave, being totally oblivious to what is really going on in Germany and the world. But I found this excerpt extremely alarming. Alarming for us, who are, of course, totally opposed to war. Notice what this article says. Aside from fears about growing immigration and migration, AfD, which is the right-wing opposition party in Germany, has benefited from skepticism in parts of the electorate about the government's plans to tackle climate change and Germany's military aid to Ukraine. The German Domestic Intelligence Agency recently warned that anti-war views and climate disinformation are partly spread by Russia-backed channels and pro-Moscow influences. So, you are stating anything against war in particular, the Ukraine war, but it could be any war, you suddenly are being looked upon as a Russian agent. in Germany. Now, we have made it very clear from the outset, ever since we started the Church of the Eternal God, that we are completely, totally opposed to war, any war, fought by human beings. We have a free booklet, Should You Fight in War? If you haven't read that booklet or haven't read it recently, please do, because it proves to you from the Bible why it is wrong, totally false, totally ungodly to fight in war. Now, when it comes to our current update, we are talking a little bit about NATO. And here's an article which also talks about the German position. Now, we all understand that Germany will have a tremendously influential role in the future. It says that Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said, Germany, of course, is willing and will be able to take responsibility now for the new eastern flank. It is also stated that Germany is the biggest supporter of Ukraine in military means, just following the United States. What about the U.S. cluster bombs, which are now being announced to be sent to Ukraine? Do we really know how terrible, how awful, how rotten, how pervert those weapons are? Deutsche Welle wrote that Washington will supply Ukraine with cluster munitions as part of a military and package worth $800 million to help fight off the Russian invasion. Now, to date, 110 countries have joined the Convention on Cluster Munitions. In other words, they prohibit it. Further 13 nations have signed but not ratified it. Signatories commit to neither produce, stockpile, nor use the weapons. Of course, the ones who have not signed are the world's largest countries, including Russia, China, India, Pakistan. And of course, Ukraine hasn't signed either. Now, the article by Deutsche Welle explains a little bit about those cluster bombs. Cluster munitions are dropped as bombs from airplanes or fired as rockets. They contain hundreds of smaller submunitions known as bomblets. They fall indiscriminately over wide areas and range in size from a few soccer fields to several hectares of land. Cluster bombs not only kill soldiers, but civilians, including many children. About 40% of the smaller bomblets contained in a cluster bomb detonate upon impact, only about 40%. The undetonated ones will still pose a deadly threat decades after they are deployed, rendering affected areas uninhabitable. Some areas of Laos, for example, where those cluster bombs were used by the Americans, remain completely contaminated decades after the end of the war. Civilian populations are especially affected by the use of cluster munitions. Now listen to this statistic. 97% of victims were civilians, and 66% of those injured or killed were children. Now the move to supply Ukraine with cluster bombs, the rationale being, well, Russia has used them, so Ukraine needs to use them too, according to the Huffington Post, was met with divided reactions from Congress, as some Democrats, mostly the quote-unquote progressive Democrats, criticized the plan, while some Republicans backed it. Breitbart wrote that Democrats across the spectrum opposed President Biden's decision to provide Ukraine cluster bombs. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, cluster bombs are munitions so horrific for civilians that more than 100 nations have signed an international treaty banning them. But Jen Psaki, who was in former days the White House press secretary for Joe Biden, last year said that alleged Russian use of cluster bombs would potentially be a war crime. So if that was a war crime, and now America is providing those cluster bombs to Ukraine, is America guilty, potentially, of a war crime? Is Ukraine potentially guilty of a war crime? Well, Donald Trump made the following statement. These unexploded cluster munitions will be killing and maiming innocent Ukrainian men, women, and children for decades to come, long after the war, we pray, has ended. Joe Biden is needlessly and dangerously leading us into World War III, which would be a nightmare beyond imagination, obliteration. Of course, that's something which we have been saying all along. The time will come. I'm not saying this war is going to bring this about, but the time will come where mankind, with crazy madness, will do anything and everything they can to bring about a situation where all life, animal life, human life, all life would be destroyed, would be totally annihilated, unless Jesus Christ would come back to make an end to this madness, unless those days would be shortened. What we see, what we have seen, what we are seeing, what we are going to see is that the war propaganda and the willingness to fight in war will bring us to that point, the Great Tribulation, which Jesus Christ is talking about. That Great Tribulation is mainly caused by idiotic war proponents who are fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. As Bob Dylan wrote in the song, Masters of War, until all life would be snuffed out. At the same time, you find more and more deception. Satan, of course, is the god of this world. He is going to use his ministers to deceive the people. He is using false prophets, creating signs and wonders from heaven to deceive the people. He most certainly will get the people to the point where the idea is like, oh, you have to fight in war, because you have to fight against the lesser evil. And of course, Satan is very sneaky when it comes to that. We, for instance, know that he, as a demon, you know, one of the demons, pretended to be the prophet Samuel when he was talking to Saul. And of course, Saul believed that it was Samuel who had died. So that is the way Satan operates. And he will operate in these kind of ways. And unless you are clearly in tune with God, unless you are clearly knowledgeable of what God feels about war, the insanity of war, and why you must never ever even think in terms of participating in one, you'll be deceived as well. So please, do yourself a favor, read again our free booklet, Should You Fight in War? And it is extremely important that you understand how God feels about it.